USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House says it values the relationship with Mexico, which is under pressure by President Trump to stop the flow of illegal aliens at our southern border. Republican Congressman Doug Collins of Georgia was just down on the U.S.-Mexico border, and he says the Border Patrol agents had a message for him.
We'll do what needs to be done because I care about these people. But they're also, one of the things I also care about is there's superheroes among us right now. They're our Border Patrol agents. They're the folks down there, our agents with ICE and our agents at the ports of entry. They're the superheroes among us right now because they're dealing with a problem. Right. And as one of them looked at me the other day and said, we're doing our job, do yours.
A judge is issuing a stay allowing Missouri's only abortion clinic to remain open for now. Missouri Governor Michael Parson claims the state found numerous violations of state laws and regulations during their annual inspection of a Planned Parenthood in St. Louis and ordered it shut down. This is USA Radio News.
I'm not going very far.
It's too uncomfortable.
I'm in a hurry.
Sometimes I just forget.
There's no such thing as a good excuse for not buckling up. You're not only putting yourself at risk of injury or death, it could also cost you lots of money. Cops are writing tickets, so why take the risk? Do the smart thing and start buckling up every trip, day or night. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
Residents in areas of Arkansas are fleeing to higher ground after a levee on the Arkansas River was breached on Friday. The National Weather Service says the Dardanelle Levee, located northwest of Little Rock, breached early Friday morning and water was moving swiftly. An American woman says she was brutally attacked at a five-star hotel in the Dominican Republic. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has her story.
The Delaware woman says she left her room to go downstairs to get a snack when she couldn't get room service. Then someone suddenly grabbed her and pulled her into a maintenance room, where she says the man savagely beat and choked her for hours and then left her for dead.
I just remember thinking at that point I wasn't going to make it home to see my boys and my husband, that they weren't going to find me.
She says she was found 8 hours later and then spent 5 days in a hospital. She's back home now, but Dominican Republic authorities have not yet made an arrest. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Warner Media, Netflix, and Disney are all saying they're going to consider halting production in Georgia over the recent fetal heartbeat abortion law that was signed. Johnny Joey Jones lives in Georgia and says Chick-fil-A does a lot for the community. And by the way, for all these film companies that want to leave so quick, it wouldn't be as easy as many of them think.
Dan Cathy, the owner of Chick-fil-A, brought Hollywood to Georgia in a lot of ways. So a lot of people don't know this, and I'm so excited you guys have me on. Let me talk about this part of the issue a lot of people don't talk about. Pinewood Studios is in Fayetteville, Georgia, the same town that Chick-fil-A was founded and operates today. And Pinewood Studios is the home of Disney. It's the home of Marvel. The last 10 films, I think, since Ant-Man, have either been filmed in Georgia or at least the reshoots have been done right there at Pinewood Studio in Georgia. The biggest actors, the biggest directors are buying homes across the street at Pinewood Forest, which is a green energy town that Dan Cathy pioneered, and he actually paid for all of it. And what people don't understand, I live in the town Noonan, Georgia, where Alyssa Milano films her Netflix show. It's not the tax cuts. A lot of states have tax cuts. And it's not the unions. Most of the unions still operate in Georgia. They've extended that over to get the workers there to begin with. What really makes Georgia irreplaceable to the film industry is the commitment all these Anytown USA small towns have made to the industry. If they want to film in Noonan, Georgia, people gladly close up shop and let it happen.
Please remember you can find us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.